What are you guys doing?
We're trying to get these. We're trying to hook them and get them all the way back to the spaceship because this broke.
So what are those astronauts? Astronaut Legos?
Yes. Yeah. And they're stuck on the moon because they're rovers.
Back here.
Yep. Oh. So how is this thing working?
Well, we go on the computer that's in there. Then we make it move forward. Go in, hook up, and go back.
Sometimes you can program whatever you want, and sometimes you have a certain task that you have to do. Like, sometimes you can just do a victory dance, like turn in circles. Oh, and plus, if you go to green, you can also make noise. It's a cat.
And it can make different noises.
That's a lot of different sounds that can make.
A robot can talk into the microphone too.
Mr. Robot, what do you think about this camp? What sound was that?
Dog sniff.
Six rotations is a little bit too far, but 5.5 wasn't enough. So what could you do?
You could do 5.75.
Sure, 5.75. Perfect.
What did you guys just solve?
They were trying to make the robot drive up the ramp and grab the stuck rover and pull him back. And they just did the test before this, and it didn't quite get high enough on the ramp, and they made it drive a little bit further, and now it went too far and it fell into the crater. So now they're trying to get it just the right distance to save the robot. I'm Paul Keeney. I'm a teacher from Minnesota. And I come up and I try to get the kids interested in the fall competition that's called First Lego League. So we're using a robot that's called EV3 this year, and we've spent the first part of the week just learning how to do basic programming, getting the robot to move, have the arm move, and how to be accurate. And now today they're doing the what they call the space challenge, and every time they're successful doing something, then their team scores points.
It seems like they're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I have fun with it too. So when I see them all engaged and having fun and doing all of this hidden learning that they don't realize they're doing, then that's the fun part for me as a teacher.
Hidden learning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's fun?
Because it's fun, yeah. They think it's a game and just playing, but they're using all this math skills and stuff without even knowing it.
Could you tell me what just happened?
I programmed my robot to go straight, catch the rover, and then come back. How much? I tried so many times, but I kept on failing. And then this time, I actually did it.
And what did that feel like to finally be able to do it?
It felt achieving.